Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Welcome back to Panthers Insider. I'm Pat Bostic, and proud now to be joined by the famed Pitt guru, Harry Passeros, senior writer for Pittsburgh Sports Now, and all-around great guy. Harry, good morning.
Good morning. How you doing, Pat?
I am doing great, man. This is old hat for you. You've been on the book promotion trail, but I thought, man, I got to get you on the show for more than just Pitt talk, because you've got it made, you've got it covered. But this is powerful stuff. Tell Panther fans about your book, From Struggle to Strength, A Father's Journey with Autism and the Power of Hope and Positivity. What was the impetus for this? I know it's a journey, and give us a little bit of background.
Sure. So again, you know, Pat, it's an honor to be on the show, and I will tell you, I go back to 2014. I was speaking at the Autism Notebook Conference in Greentree here in Pittsburgh, and I was allotted 15 minutes, another speaker 15 minutes. The speaker that went on before me, quite frankly, got cold feet, and they looked at me and said, "Can you riff for about 20 minutes, maybe 25?" I said, "I have this." So it was the first time I ever spoke from a father's perspective, and as I did this, a multitude of mothers start lining up. One, two, three. It turned out there were about 10 to 12 in line. At first, I was wondering, you know, Passeros, did you offend someone? Like, did you say something? But then I realized all of them were very emotional. And when my speech was done, I mean, they grabbed me and said, "Harry, we need your help. Our husbands aren't on board." And Pat, what you have to understand, if you and your spouse, if the husband and the wife aren't in unison when it comes to an autism diagnosis, that child is drifting off into the abyss, where the father may put their ego before their child. What they don't realize is they're ultimately hurting their child. So I ended up having dinner with one of the fathers. I called all of them. Two of them hung up on me. I had several cups of coffee. And what I found was, in some cases, a father's stoicism. Fathers want to fix things. It's in their DNA. So it's easy if your child cuts themselves. You put a Band-Aid on it. The autism diagnosis is such a weighty diagnosis that they really felt basically weighted down and didn't know how to react. So the stoicism didn't mean they weren't all in, and we were able to kind of have that discussion with their wives. So at that time, I thought, maybe I need to write a book. And I'm glad I waited, because life gives you more lessons. And about 2 years ago, I spoke at the Autism Caring Center. I'm on their board of directors, their Mother's Day conference. They had about 400 mothers in attendance. And as I was writing my speech, I go, this is my book, my son's story, plus all of my points of pontification coming as a father. And when I finished, I had a multitude, again, of mothers approach me, and I had the owner of Aurora Corialis Publishing, you know, come to me as well and go, "You have to write this." Now, I will tell you, 17 years post my son's diagnosis, there are not any major authors out there from a father's perspective. Now, there are people that are actively involved. Keeping it to a sports vein, I mean, you got Dan Marino, Mario Lemieux, Doug Flutie, even Pitt's own Brian O'Neill with the Vikings. His sister, Lorraine, is severely autistic, nonverbal. So, but if you look from a book standpoint, it's hard for me to believe there's complete chasm. There's nothing there. So I have interacted with, there's a multitude of best-selling authors that are coming from a warrior mother's perspective, and I respect all of them. They're amazing. But the, you know, a male dynamic, a male psyche is completely different. So I'm proud to say that this book was number one now in two countries in its respective category in the UK and United States. We have a huge international push in May, and I'm going to be a keynote speaker for the Autism Parenting Magazine's International Summit. This book will be read all around the world, and I'm thrilled beyond belief.
Well, we are too, and again, the title is From Struggle to Strength, The Father's Journey with Autism and the Power of Hope and Positivity. Harry Pseros joins the program. Great Pitt guy, covers Pitt for Pittsburgh Sports Now, but more importantly, a father and one that is advocating for the power of fatherhood with autistic children. You know, I can't help but look at the cover of the book, which I have on my iPad in front of me. First of all, kudos to you for the Pitt colors. I don't think that's a coincidence.
That's not a coincidence. I'm glad you caught that.
but it's a pair of boxing gloves. It's a pair of boxing gloves. What's the significance of that?
You know, so what I bring, I'm a martial artist of multiple black belts in Tung Soo Do, and I when I was at Pitt, I boxed. And, you know, what I wanted to bring, Pat, everything in life is mindset. Everything in life is perspective. In particular, mindset, though. So I wanted to bring like a warrior's mentality to the journey. And when I say that, in a good way. So this, there's no prescriptive how-to when it comes to autism. If you meet one child on the spectrum, you meet one child. My son, who I deeply love, Gus, is going to be coming home in a week from his sophomore year at Kent State University. That same 20-year-old could be in diapers. So the point being, you know, what I wanted to do was really, really tap into the mindset that it takes to succeed raising a special needs child. And the themes in this book are hope, positivity, grit, and resilience. And I wanted to light a fire. The greatest compliment I received. I'm dealing with a multitude of major, major book influencers. And two or three got a hold of me and said, you know, we finished your book, and if you eliminate autism, it's a motivational book. And I said, that's it. I said, you know, I said it's really meant to light a fire and to create a mental construct of positivity and grit to help them through the experience. And I thought of two, you know, people in mind, fathers that were belligerent. This book is under 150 pages for a reason. If I handed them Tolkien's Lord of the Rings, they'd be throwing it away. This is an easy 1 to 2 day read. I think it's why it's selling so well. It's a very palpable book. The other thing I thought about were the newly diagnosed parents that were just in that fog. I know what it's like. My wife and I have been there, where you're thinking, oh my, what do we do now? You know, this is with my child for the rest of their life. It's a calming presence to read the book, but it also lights a fire underneath them. I mean, the last words in this book are give them hell. And there's a reason for that. You know, I wanted to really charge them up. So I, you know, my ultimate goal with this book is to help people. And that's where I'm really, the feedback has been amazing. It's really helping a lot of people, and it's only 2 weeks out.
Really powerful stuff. Appreciate you coming on and sharing that perspective. Again, you can find it on Amazon. Where are places that folks can get the book and get it fast?
Yeah, definitely. Amazon, and it's also available on Kindle. I have a studio ready to go. I'm going to be filming the Audible soon. And again, you know, Pat, 1 in 36 children right now are getting diagnosed. It's not going away. This book is good in perpetuity. If you want to simply learn about autism, I would suggest read the book. Or if you know, ultimately, you know, if you're not affected by autism, you know somebody that is. So I'm hoping this book helps a multitude of people. And again, I appreciate you letting me talk about it today on the show.
Yeah, we'll transition now. And again, we'll get this podcast and get that out to you, so the folks that aren't listening live can certainly hear this perspective and get an understanding for what the book's all about. But you said your Gus is a sophomore at Kent State?
Yes.
He's raised in a Pitt family now. So August 31st, what's the allegiance here with my man Gus?
Oh, that's... my goodness. I know. I told him, I said, buddy, I love you, but hey, I'm Pitt blue and gold forever. So it's going to, you know, I mean, we're going to be talking smack for quite some time leading up to that game. And I got to tell you, God bless him. I never pressured my boys where to go. My youngest will be playing football next year for Allegheny College. And, Go Gators. And
oh, yeah.
But I got to tell you, no, they know where I stand. Although I will tell you this, they are diehard Pitch fans, both of them. You can imagine growing up in this whole household. So, but that's going to be a fun game. We're really looking forward to it.
You know, Harry, and we're joined by Harry Peceros, author of From Struggle to Strength, A Father's Journey with Autism, and the Power and Hope of Positivity. Also, as a senior writer for Pittsburgh Sports. Now, you've been covering Pitt for over 20 years. I mean, you do it well. You've got a day job, too. You're a martial artist. I don't know what you can't do. But I just want to get your perspective, and we've seen each other at many events. Your perspective on the state of college sports, Harry, because I talk a lot about it on this show. I just talked about it in the first segment about how the transfer portal closed so we can all breathe easy for a little bit. But just your perspective on the state of college sports. We talked a little bit yesterday, and I think it's in a place that no one saw it getting.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You know, Pat, I could talk for an hour on this. What's amazing to me, I founded the original site covering Pitt sports, the Pitt Gurus Panther page. That progressed on to Rivals and then the Scout and all of that. So in many ways, I'm like recruiting Yoda when it comes to Pitt. I started it years ago. You know, back then you had one national letter of intent day. That was so exciting to me. It was like the Super Bowl. You know, you'd wait, you'd be checking in on all the players. And the relationships I developed back then were great because you covered them forever. Then they split it to two days where players could sign. But now with NIL, it's the Wild West, and it's a bit out of control. What really, really concerns me is like the age of development. And the reason I say that, Pitt, you know, we've always been great at landing the solid three-star recruit and maybe sprinkling in some four-star recruits and on a rare occasion maybe a Shady or Larry Fitzgerald.
Yep.
But, you know, we could always kind of tip our hat at development. And what bothers me right now about NIL is the transactional, just everything seems to be very transactional. There seems to be very few allegiances to a school, and it's now more monetary-based money. And I get that. I understand wanting to bank on your name, but there was I hate to say this, I'm old school, a beauty to watching a player that had an allegiance to a school that simply developed through time and you saw them shine by their junior and senior year. Now they have one good year and they're shopping themselves, you know, and I'm still trying to get used to it. And I will tell you, I am forever pro Pitt. But I actually have an issue retweeting the players that are announcing, hey, I'm coming back. I'm a freshman. I'm a sophomore. And it's like, well, yeah, you kind of should. You know, I mean, do you know what I'm saying?
I never thought of announcing my return after, you know, the spring semester of my sophomore year. I mean, when I was...
I mean, I had to wrap my head in duct tape when I saw the first announcement because, again, maybe I'm showing my age. I've been doing this way too long, but there was a beauty, a mythos to signing that player. And I used to get a kick. You know, the fans, they're very fatalistic. If a kid didn't play immediately, they're like, well, he's going to leave, right? Just cut him. But they would eventually progress and develop, and there was something great about that. And you know, like I said, now the rosters in particular are changing left and right. And if you have something like Coach Prime at Colorado, his model to me is absolute chaos. I mean, you don't even know what team you have year to year. Forget development. He's buying a team. I love what Pat Narduzzi does. I'm a Pat Narduzzi fan. I think Goose and his staff have done a great job with development. I mean, I look at guys like Servacier, or even more recent, Matt Gonsalves. You know, I was at Bethany Beach, Delaware, interviewing his coach, and the fans were going nuts, wondering why we took a reach, and then here we go. He just got taken in the third round of the Colts, yep. You know. And I love that, but that type of story, watching Matt go from this no-name giant kid out of New York to watching him develop into an elite offensive tackle and get taken by the Colts, it's magical. Now, you know, like I said, the majority of these kids are shopping themselves. I mean, it's crazy to me. And I mean, I wish Deion Hayes the best, but to see a player that's Pittsburgh-born and raised, and it looked like he'd be a leader on defense this year, and just bam, up and leave and go to Coach Prime, I mean, it's a little disheartening, to say the least. So I am still trying to wrap my head around the age of NIL. I do believe it's out of control, and I do believe the NCAA has to somehow curtail what's going on. I mean, and you and I both know tampering is done now. Every school does it. It's crazy. So it's just – that being said, I want to take a step back. Any Panther fan listening to this, you know, it is what it is. It's the new normal, and I think you have to hop behind something like Alliance 412 and help them out, you know?
Have to. It's critical, and it you either evolve or die, right? That's the mentality. I do think there are changes coming to the landscape, to the model. At the end of the day, and you've been covering this for a long time, the Mac and Solaces are more plentiful than the ones you read about that go to four schools, and that may skew over time back to the center, but certainly this landscape right now is unsustainable. I think we all can agree on that. But the reality of it is the Alliance 412, the strength of that organization in many ways is tethered to the sustainability and the relevancy of Pitt football and Pitt basketball and certainly all the other sports. It is the vehicle right now. And so I totally concur with your opinion. And Harry, I got to get to a break, but I want to really thank you for coming on today. We'll have you on more often. You got great perspective on Pitt. But I applaud you and taking your story, which everybody has a plight. Everyone has a struggle, their cross to bear, if you will, in life. But to use it to help others should really be applauded. Kudos to you. Go find the book. Read the book. Buy it on Amazon, Kindle. Audio book coming soon, From Struggle to Strength by Harry Passeros. Harry, have a great day. Appreciate
Thank you,
man.
So much,
best
Pat.
Of luck.
It was an honor to be on.
You got
Thank
it.
You so much.
You got it, my man. There he goes, Harry Passeros. He is he's a true Pitt guy, man. He see him at every event. He's got his boys with him. It'll be interesting to see Gus on August 31st. I'm not sure. I'm not sure he'll be wearing Kent State gear at Acrisure Stadium, but we'll find out. More Panthers Insider going to dig into the Pitt football schedule next on 93.7 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.